In light of recent events, let me be clear. Clear about the elephant, or to be bipartisan, donkey in the room. Legislation by referendum, while part of the political process, can be divisive and at many times be short of facts.
In his remarks for the opening day of the legislative session, House Speaker Brad Wilson alluded to the recent efforts to gather enough signatures for a referendum on the tax reform bill lawmakers passed in a special session last month. The public dissatisfaction with the legislation led to Governor Gary Herbert announcing last week that the bill would be repealed once the session began. When it comes to the referendum, Republican Representative Val Potter from Cache County says lawmakers should have done a better job communicating with their constituents about the bill.
The legislature did an unacceptable job in messaging tax reform. It's a very, very important thing, and we didn't do it well.
Potter says he's concerned that many of the people who supported the referendum may not have had all the facts surrounding the bill. He also says the issue the bill was trying to resolve will still need to be addressed. The tax reform legislation will likely be repealed this week as lawmakers prepare to draft the state's budget. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.